You want potato chips or tortilla chips?
Tortilla chips.
And why is that?
Today is National Tortilla Chip Day.
National Tortilla Chip Day.
I love tortillas.
Celebrate the crunchy, salty, and delicious tortilla chips.
I'm fixing to bring out the tortilla chips.
We just need to mix it with some chili.
Chili!
Coincidentally, today is...
But of course, today is also...
National Chili Day.
It's a match made in heaven.
It's showtime.
WQKX.
WQKX HD.
That's a Southern saying, fixing to do.
Fixing to dig out the toilet. What is she, your friend? Are you hiring your friends?
Yep.
What's going on?
Best songs on the radio. 94.1.
WQKX.
In digital HD.
I got to admit, though, at least they match Tortilla Chip Day and Chili Day.
But you don't like chili.
I don't really
care
for tortillas either. Have yourself a tortilla, Napoleon.
I don't like cabbage. You don't like chili. I don't know if we can make this friendship work.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
National Chili Day, National Tortilla Day. There's got to be something more. I got to ask you, though, do you like chili?
I love chili. I make a mean chili.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, after watching you whip up that guac the other day on Try It Tuesday,
steak tips
and
all.
Anything you make would be with that passion of a good cook. chili with steak?
Mm-hmm.
You put steak tips in it?
Ground Italian sausage, ground regular hamburger, steak tips.
Or different types of
chili. Four different kind of beans.
Wait, in
beer,
one bowl?
Cocoa.
What?
Oh, it's so good. Cocoa brings out the flavor.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. A little spice in there. I'm telling you.
Maybe, just maybe I will try your chili. Maybe. I don't like the beans, though.
Well, you don't have to eat them.
And I grew up a poor kid, so when my mom made chili, there was maybe a quarter pound of hamburger in it and like 20 pounds of beans.
Oh, no, this is a meaty chili.
It wasn't chili. It was bean something. I was like, Mom, and she still makes chili, and she still can't figure out why I don't like chili.
I have more meat than beans. Let's just put it that way.
That's the way it
there
should be.
There you go.
Tortilla and chili.
I like making tortilla salad with the chili. I like putting that over tortilla chips, a little cheese, a little sour cream.
That sounds good. It's National Toast Day.
Eating toast, not toasting each other.
Well, I'd rather have the drinks because that's my nature, but no, toast. And toast is toast. I mean, what a great invention.
You know, that's something that my
toast
dad,
the bread.
My dad and I used to eat every morning when I was in school was toast with cinnamon and sugar and butter on it.
Wow, that must be a local thing.
It is.
Because I never even heard of it until I moved
it.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
You want cinnamon and sugar on your toast? I say, what?
Oh, good stuff.
And then I thought of that cereal, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I'm like, wow, it must have been invented
ironically,
in Sunbury.
That's my favorite cereal too, so.
I'm just a butter guy on my toast, and sometimes I just don't do the butter. I do peanut butter instead. I like the protein.
I like fresh strawberry jam on my
homemade
butter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
my friend Cheryl does it. Oh, so good.
And here's one that nobody's even talking about. It's World Bartender Day.
Ooh, I like that.
I just like the sound of it. I have no idea what the hell it means.
Yeah, a bartender, you can come on in and mix us up a few.
Come on, you bartenders at the fire company. You're just getting off work right now. Come on over.
5 o'clock somewhere.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon's on the way. There'll be some changes at this year's Oscar ceremony.
They're losing viewership every year.
Worse than the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, Fallon's on the way. Stay with us.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
94.1 WQKX.
Some entertainment news this year. The Oscars are planning to pre-record some awards before the ceremony and air them during the live broadcast. Even more insulting, before the awards are presented, the announcer will say, and now the categories nobody cares about.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
We're in the business to entertain. Mark does the news. But, Karina, I think we have to address the elephant in the room.
Yes, it is.
Russia has attacked the Ukraine.
Yeah, it's getting real.
I don't know what to say. This has me so distraught that I know we have to talk about it, so let's do it once and get it out of the way. But for God's sakes, let's not get it out of the way. Let's stay on top of this. This is terrible what's happening.
Yeah, and I'm baffled on two sides of this. I see a lot of people fleeing, but I also see a lot of people wanting to stay and fight. So I get, you know, I was listening this morning to the news and they had somebody live who's decided to stay, and he said that he's single and doesn't have children. That's why he's staying, and he, if push comes to shove, will fight. But the ones fleeing are a lot of those with kids and things of that nature. But
it's still their homeland.
I know. I can't imagine feeling like that. I mean, and this is something that Putin has wanted to do for a long time. So the question begs, why now?
Yeah. Here's my question. Why do we trust these people until you can't trust them anymore? Like, why is it because we're the good guy all the time in the United States? We build these relationships with people like Putin, countries like China. And you know what's going to happen? Sooner or later, something bad is going to happen. It's like when your mom was raising you, Karina, don't hang out with the bad kids or you're going to end up being a bad kid. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the way I know I look at everything too simple. But this has just got me. Look at, I got goosebumps.
Mm-hmm. I think we give a lot of rope to a lot of people that we shouldn't. And it's backfiring. And it's not just Ukraine that's going to feel the blow from this. We are. Every country that is united with, you know, us and our allies is going to feel this, whether it's gas, whether it's food shortage, whatever it is, it's not just affecting them. We're not having bombs, thank God. But right. It will trickle down to so many other people.
And Russia, man, they started a war with us years ago, before the last election. I mean, there's a thing called Cold War. Putin cannot be trusted.
Well, I love how he says special operation, like military operation, I think
is what he
called it. He was
calling them peacekeepers.
Yeah.
They're bombing an innocent country right now, but they're peacekeepers. But you're right. Mm-hmm. This, what you just heard, was a special military operation.
And I just got
No, it wasn't.
Report that there are dozens already killed right now, unfortunately. And so thoughts and prayers with everybody going through this. And I just can't imagine. I mean, it's your home. It's the way you've lived for years. And they're a democratic country. And they're doing what they believe in and they love. And someone's trying to deter all that in a very bad way. So
thank you. Thank you for saying that, because I can't say anything. I mean,
well, you can. It doesn't mean everybody has to agree.
It would come out the wrong way, and you said it perfectly. They are a democracy, the Ukraine. Russia is not.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you have to remember, I guess, right?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Of course, Mark will stay on top of the news. Rob, the Sports Center in AccuWeather with a little ice on the way. Yeah, it's cold. Let's talk about something happier, getting your energy bill paid for. That'd make you happy, wouldn't it?
It would. And it's all with MidPen Energy, and we've got that text keyword. I guess we can tell you because we kind of let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah, again.
Energy, E-N-E-R-G-Y, text that to 49330. That qualifies you for up to 500 gallons of oil. Says Mother Nature can't seem to get it together. We still need that, by the way. It's going to get cold this weekend.
That's so right. The MidPen Energy Heat Wave. We'll talk about it coming up.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
I think we're about to open up a can of worms. How much money does the Tooth Fairy give in your house? Let us know. The Ford Fun Line's always open. Now, we're of different ages.
Mm-hmm.
I would be closer to getting a quarter. You would be closer to getting a dollar. I'm just going maybe demographically across the decades. But you said you get a quarter or a dollar, depending on size of tooth?
You know, like if it was one of the big honkers in the back, you know, instead of the little one in the front. That you,
what the
like,
hell? Was your Tooth Fairy an orthodontist or what? Or an oral surgeon, even better.
Well, you know, the ones in the little, like if you're eating corn on the cob, those suckers would just pop right up. That was too easy.
Oh, so you're looking at the effort.
Yes.
She would pay per effort. If you had to tie a string and attach it to a doorknob, that's a buck right there.
Yeah.
But if it fell out during corn on the cob, it's a quarter?
Yeah.
Well, that's
like,
funny.
Like my dad, I'd walk up and, look, Dad, it's wiggling. Yep, let me know when it comes out. Like he was totally unimpressed. But meanwhile, my cousins were hooking each other up to a four-wheeler and a light pole. Like,
what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're still...
Wow.
I don't know.
First of all, I want to hang with your dad because he seems like the same kind of dad I was. Second of all, I don't want to meet your cousins. The ones with four-wheelers and rope. Back on topic, the price of a tooth is now $5.
Wow, inflation.
Hey, hey, all you morons out there on Facebook, why don't you post that up? Hey, $5 for two, thanks a lot, Joe Biden. I only paid $2 when Trump was in office. Why don't you post something like that? At least I'll laugh. I know who the tooth fairy is, and he's not a member of the government. Yeah. Or she. Or it. I don't even know.
So did the tooth fairy's wage go up too?
That's an interesting point. Mm. Could you see little Tinkerbell flying around going, if I got to get $5 to this kid, I better be getting 50 cents an hour.
She's on unemployment.
Living in a trailer park somewhere.
Back in the day, if a kid lost a tooth, the tooth fairy would leave a quarter under their pillow.
Yeah.
Well, times have changed. The going rate for a child's tooth is now nearly $5 per tooth. If you've got a lot of kids, that's going to cost you. Until now. Welcome Tooth Fairy Savings and Loan. Ooh. Tooth Fairy Savings and Loan has family plans to accommodate up to 10 children per family. Oh. So you can afford to fill your child's brain with a make-believe fantasy figure. Open an account today at Tooth Fairy Savings and Loan and continue lying to your children tomorrow.
Cover your ears, boys and girls.
For inflation. Tooth Fairy costume not included.
There's a job for your cousins. They have a drive-thru and it's got a four-wheeler and a rope. I think it's a great idea.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We're going to save the Tooth Fairy some money thanks to Midpen Energy and what we're calling the heat wave.
Details
on the way, right?
Yep, it's Morgan in the Morning.
I think your cousins are on the phone.
Oh, okay.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We got some great details on how you could save money on your heating bill. But first, hard-hitting news story. Arnold Schwarzenegger says he's doing better now that he's on an 80% vegan diet. He has had another colonoscopy, and he's okay.
Says here that Colon Health magazine gave it two thumbs in.
We don't care.
No.
What do we care about? We care about saving money.
We do. Midpen Energy, we got the heat wave. See what we did there? You wave your bill goodbye.
Bye-bye.
We're
going to
wave it. W-A-I-V-E. Mm-hmm. And so we've got your keyword. It's energy. All you have to do is text that to 49330. That qualifies you for up to 500 gallons of oil. We have another text word coming, but that's the one you need for now is energy. And then we're going to pick that lucky winner on March 11th. And you can go to WQKX.com and click on the heat wave banner.
Yeah.
Morgan in the Morning. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Okay, it happened with Channel 6, ABC affiliate in Columbus, Ohio. Miles Harris is trying to do a report when mom and dad drive by.
Is it because of the...
baby! I'm trying to work right now. You over there calling my phone. This is D'Angelo. You can say hi. And don't be holding up traffic because you got cars behind you.
It's my mom.
That's unbelievable.
How embarrassing.
I know, but parents love you and they're so proud of you. Mm-hmm. Hi, baby.
Well, that actually happened to me at the Ice Fest. Remember my aunt like yelled out the window going by.
I do
She's
remember
like,
that.
Hi, Karina. I'm like,
I do remember that because the window went down and this giant dog head came out and I heard, hi, Karina. I said, oh, my God, a talking dog. Okay.
Bikini barista brags about how expensive the gifts are from her customers.
So I've actually had my couch paid for. It's a bougie couch. My whole dining room set. It's gorge. All my kitchen utensils, my groceries, an entire projector put into my living room.
What?
A whole wall, like mirror put in. My customers are lit. That's all I'm saying. Honestly, they'd be taking better care of us than our damn families. Also, before you assume, all I do is make them coffee. I make good conversation. Your girl is interesting, okay? I'm a fun time. I'm a good girl.
Karina, it's all yours.
Okay, nobody likes a bragger, okay? Next. No.
Bragging is one thing, but I mean, she's taking all these gifts from her customers.
No.
Just to know?
No. Well, especially when you're bragging about it. That's just not...
Okay, that bragging's one thing. People in radio brag about themselves all the time, but this lady's wearing a bikini serving coffee.
Exactly.
And they're dropping off furniture at her house.
Oh, yes. I'm sure it's her smile that's making all that happen.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
WQKX. Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night TV is on the way. Kimmel's talking about the new alcohol-flavored Mountain Dew.
As if there wasn't enough to pick you up in that drink already.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Now we've got alcoholic Mountain Dew. Hard Mountain Dew, it's also known as Mountain DUI. They're rolling it out in three states, Tennessee, Florida, and Iowa. Florida again. Tennessee makes sense, too. But how did Iowa make the list? What are you naughty little Hawkeyes up to over there?
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go! Yes, we're going with the celebs. Here we go. O'Shea Jackson Jr. is 31 years old. I didn't know he was that old. He is Ice Cube's son, who played Ice Cube in the movie Straight Outta Compton.
Straight Outta Compton.
Isn't that cool?
Okay.
Like
that
your
is
kid
cool.
plays you in a movie.
That is pretty cool.
Wow. I wonder if one of my kids will play me in the movie about Tom Morgan someday.
No, I think it's the other way around at this point.
Really. Could be.
And they're all girls.
Floyd Mayweather Jr., who is the greatest fighter in the world, he'll tell you that, is 45 years
he'll
old.
He'll tell you that.
He's a little over the top.
What is it, Boxer Birthday Day? I don't know.
I guess. Billy Zane is 56 today. It says he's the a-hole in Titanic.
Yeah, I was just going to say he's the bad guy. He's the wife with a lot of money.
Yes. All right. I just wasn't sure about the a-hole reference. So
well,
that means bad guy?
He was the bad guy.
Because I know what it really means. But I know.
But anyway. Rose's bad husband.
All right.
There you go.
Paula Zahn is 66 years old today.
Okay. She's on ID all the time.
There you
all
go.
All the time.
All the time. Yes. I said the woman who watches the Discovery Channel in real life?
Yes.
How much Discovery Channel do you watch Karina?
Next.
I'm with you. Next.
Yeah.
That's why we have Lynn Hall for a different flavor
for
on the
all
show.
That stuff.
And finally, Rupert Holmes is 77 years old today.
Play the piña colada
song. You like piña?
No, he still likes piña coladas, but now it's mixed with his custard at the home.
Pudding.
It's all put in the pudding.
Oh my goodness.
All right, let's take a look at the local celebs. What do we call them?
Birthday buddies.
Yeah. Let's take a look. Alexa Lockoff is 45 years old today. I think I still have her laptop on my desk.
You still have her grandfather on your laptop, right? Picture of her grandfather.
I still have her own laptop on my desk.
Alexa's pap.
Happy birthday, Alexa. Yeah.
Ann Kerstetter is 69. Happy birthday.
The Ann Kerstetter Band. We love that.
Sweet.
Senora K, they call her. She's a retired Spanish teacher at Shikellamy.
Yeah. Christina Ayala from Milton is 37 today. Go!
Janelle Chase is 30. I'm sorry, I was just still thinking of Ann Kerstetter.
I thought you were figuring out how to say your last name.
No,
if it was
Janelle Chase
or Chase.
Yeah. Oh, it's Chase. It's 30. All right, there you go.
Greg Kimberling from Freebird is 64.
Lisa Thomas is from Sunbury. She's 54 today.
All righty. Melissa Verlist from Norrie is 51.
Nicole Leisingring from New Berlin is 38. What if there's a connection there, Chad?
Anya Maynard is 29 today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Rebecca Hackenberg from Middleburg, 25.
Ron Frost is 49. Happy birthday.
Susan Hendricks is 65 today.
Tabitha Bauer, Sealands Grove, 36.
Taro Pollard is 50, nifty 50. Happy birthday.
Teresa Wolf from Sunbury is 44. Okay, I'm done now. You can go right ahead.
Thomas Smith from Sealands Grove is 61 today.
Tanya Dawson from Sealands Grove is 53.
Trish Weaver, Lordy, she's 40.
And Whitney Brocious from Sealands Grove is 29. Nothing on Facebook?
Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing on the phone.
One of those crazy things that we do every day at this time.
It's birthday buddies.
Oh my God, that's beautiful.
Like butter.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning.
We got some good news coming up.
94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it.
Now, the good news.
So I just had a birthday Tuesday and a lot of
really?
Tunes.
I didn't know.
I'm not sure if I did either. but a great couple took advantage of the, I think it's a palindrome, but they got married on 2/22 at exactly 2:22 in the afternoon.
2/22/22 at 2:22. I'm a bit of a numbers geek, and the palindrome of the day was just kind of what caught my eye. We were really hoping for in the 40s or 50s. It would be cool for it to be 2 or 22 or negative 2. My officiant would disagree with that.
Welcome. On this happiest and coldest of days.
Forever and always, I love you.
That's pretty funny.
Married in Colorado, yeah. Congratulations.
And as far as you and the numbers game, I say you'll be divorced by 3/23/23. Anyway, that's not nice.
You said you didn't play the lottery. Come on now.
Hey, a mom is offering her teenager $1,800 to get off social media. The kid takes it.
Being 12, I didn't really have a great concept of money yet. So I was like, oh, sick. Yeah, absolutely. I've had it now just kind of in my savings for probably 6 months because I knew at that point, I knew for sure he was going to make it. I might buy a nice old TV. But,
what kind of TV are you buying?
$1,800, whatever, kid, go away.
And these days, you could buy like 18 TVs for that price.
And hey, hats off to the mayor of Lewisburg who's trying to tighten up the relationship between Lewisburg and Bucknell University. I'd say that's good news.
It's good news.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Yeah, check out the podcast on our news station, WKLK News Radio 1070. There's some pretty cool stuff about what's going on in downtown Lewisburg.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Hey, we're going to talk more about waiving your heating bill, which is really exciting. But even more exciting than that contest. What is this? Hey, wait. No, this is not the right game show music.
No, it's not the cheesy one.
Or do you like this one better? I don't.
This is cheesy 80s.
This sounds like you have to answer intense questions about Karina Carr's personal life. I don't like that.
No. It can be fun.
Yeah, stop it. We want the cheese back into this show, okay?
WQKX.
WQKX HD1, Sunbury.
Karina Carr's crap on the way.
Yes. Win all kinds of crap. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Short but sweet to the point.
The best songs on the radio.
HD.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
There it is.
Yeah, we got the cool music back. The 60s style game show music. Thanks for digging that up, crew. It's time for Karina Carr's crap. We've been doing this contest for a week. Prizes roll over daily, kind of like the lottery, right?
Yeah.
Don't you feel like Mega Millions right now?
I know.
What are we rolled over to today?
Okay, yes. So joining the bunch today is a crimper iron. Again, it does stuff to your hair. Or crinkle fries mix from the days past. A bedazzled shower caddy. Plastic champagne flutes and collapsible colanders makes easy storage or a doomsday hat, whatever you want to use it, whatever.
Okay. And you can have them all. All you have
to
do. It
could all be yours for the price of a call to 1-800-326-94KX. And all you got to do is ask me a question.
Any kind of question.
And
get
I'll
to
answer.
Know Karina. It's simple. You can get to know her. Yes. What's her favorite color? Too weird, but
favorite wine.
Yeah, favorite wine. Please deliver a case. Stop that and stuff.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX. Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night TV on the way, a double dose. Seth talks about a naked lawyer. Uh-oh. And Fallon talks about a Peloton plan.
Stay tuned. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
94KX, good morning.
Good morning.
Who's this?
This is Jessica.
Jessica, I called you out.
Yes, you did.
You can't be talking like that on a Facebook post 4 days into a contest and not have me call you out. Because if you've been eyeing up this shower caddy, you should have been dialing digits. So I'm glad you did.
Well, my daughter's the one that keeps seeing it on Facebook.
Because it's always easy to blame your daughter. You want that darn shower caddy. We know it.
No, she's like, but I could go for those collapsible colanders.
Well, Karina Carr. You don't give away the loot until Jessica asks you a question. What is your question?
I think I got a good one.
Oh, Lord.
It's a two-part series here.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
So what was the first album that you paid for with your own money, not a gift from somebody for your birthday or Christmas, that you took your hard-earned money and bought? And what format was it? Was it a cassette, a CD?
This is great.
I'm trying to remember. It was Janet Jackson.
Okay.
Oh, good one.
Yes. And
which
I
album?
Think it was the Control.
Control album?
Yes.
Excellent. And what format? And was it a cassette? What
it was on a cassette, yes.
A cassette?
Yeah.
Excellent. You won
you
the loop.
You still know all the words by heart.
Oh, gosh, yes, yes. And then I wore it out so much to where the tape came out and I couldn't get it back. I couldn't wind it anymore.
There you go.
Oh. got to get your fingernail and a pencil in there.
I know, right?
Or step up the CDs later, right?
If not, it sounds like the Chipmunks.
Now you could upload it on your phone. But Jessica, congratulations. You're the winner of Karina Car's Crack.
Yay!
The caddy is Maya's.
Congratulations. A new prize tomorrow.
We got
the last
one
day
more.
Of the contest.
Yeah, we got one more. We'll see what it is. So Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
A Florida attorney was recently arrested after she allegedly stripped naked in a bar when they refused to serve her because she was too drunk. And she must be an amazing lawyer because she still talked them into a scotch and soda.
Some business news. I read that Peloton had a secret initiative called Project Tin Man, where they hid rust on bikes that were sent out to customers. And somehow this has been the best news about Peloton all year.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, we're on the way to work, or we're already at work. The top 10 office annoyances, 10 to 1. You ready, Karina?
I'm ready. I'm seeing a few I identify with.
Number 10, when your computer crashes. Uh-huh.
Number 9, gross toilet seats or toilet bowls.
When you're in the bathroom and realize someone didn't wash their hands, like the guy that came out right before you and the soap dispenser's empty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're busted.
Yuck. People who leave dirty dishes in the work sink drives me nuts.
Okay.
Wash what you use.
Yeah. Number 6, smelly bathrooms. That's some kind of, could be number 8 too. I don't know.
Number 5, IT issues. Enough said.
Number 4, IT issues as in slow computers.
They go together.
Yeah.
Number 3, coworkers who come into work even though they're sick.
Yeah, and related to that, number 2, people who cough and sneeze without covering their mouth.
And number 1, coworkers talking too loudly while you're trying to work. Well, we're a radio station. We're loud by nature.
That's right. If it gets quiet in here, one of two things going on. Either somebody's getting fired or we've turned into a library.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Our parting shot is coming up, and there's so many good ones, we don't know which one to pick.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Chad Evans on the way next. Alicia Taylor this afternoon. Sam Tyler tonight. Earlier this morning, if you were with us, we talked about the tooth fairy.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Well, yeah, there's that. And then there's like either having your little brother punch your tooth out.
Mm-hmm.
Or
tie it to a four-wheeler.
Tie it to a doorknob. There were those people that grew up in Seven Points outside Sunbury,
mm-hmm,
that would tie it to a four-wheeler and rev it up and drive away.
Other end to a light pole.
The tooth fairy argument, I guess, is in every household. Today's parting shot is from comedian Aaron Jackson.
I have a godson. He's 7. I love him to death, but he is spoiled. Told me the other day he got $10 from the tooth fairy when he lost his last tooth. And I was like, how in the hell did you get $10 from the tooth fairy when your tooth fairy owes me $25? I don't see how that's right. I'm checking my account balance online. I got parentheses. You got 10 bucks. You know? And his mom was like, well, Aaron, you don't understand because you don't have kids. It's expensive now. And I was like, really? You do realize that as a tooth fairy, you control the market, right?
There it is.
Completely up to you. Like, I don't know about y'all, but that's some serious inflation. When I was a kid and I lost a tooth, all I got was a bigger tooth. That is...
It grows in.
I'm thinking, shoot, by the time I have kids, I will not be able to afford to play that game with them. Yeah? I can see now they'll be coming up to me like, Ma, I lost a tooth. I put it under my pillow. How come I didn't get anything? And I'll be like, well, sweetheart, you didn't get anything because today is the 23rd.
They don't get that.
And your tooth fairy comes on the 1st and 15th.
There it is.
Heyday.
WQKX. Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.